All right, first thoughts this morning. We love Read Aloud here. We've had our own Kids Summer Reading Challenge for many summers. And we've highlighted this before, Second Lady Usha Vance launching her Summer Reading Challenge yesterday. She announced the start of her second annual Summer Reading Challenge, which will run through September 4th, saying she's thrilled to bring back the Summer Reading Challenge, which will help kids fall in love with reading outside the classroom and stave off summer learning loss. Yes, the greatest Reading Aloud enthusiast I remember, he wrote the new Read Aloud Handbook, multiple editions, Jim Trelease, and he said, kids get dumber in the summer, and so get them reading. Prizes and friendly competition is going to add to the fun for the Second Ladies Contest. Yeah, we try to do the same thing with that. So let's see, in 2024, only 31% of fourth graders and 30% of eighth graders were reading above the proficient level for their grade. Literacy levels decline even further over the course of the summer. See? As students may lose up to 2 to 3 months of reading skills that they acquired during the school year. So let's keep them reading all summer long. For this program, kids in grades kindergarten through eighth grade can download a reading log online and submit it after they've read 12 books. Participants will receive a personalized certificate, America 250th themed bookmark, a prize, and a chance to win even a trip to visit the White House. So learn more at wh.gov/read. For more information, wh.gov/read. All right, today in history here, part two of First Thoughts. On this day, June 2nd, 1835, P.T. Barnum kicked off his first U.S. circus tour. Also, on this day in 19... I didn't necessarily know we were going to go to this one as early as we are, but we'll go for it out chronologically, I guess. This day in 1941.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah, baseball's Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, died on this day in 1941 of the degenerative disease later named after him, now known as Lou Gehrig's disease. In 1953, 27-year-old Queen Elizabeth II was crowned. Yeah, the crowning became one of the first international news events given complete television coverage in England and the United States. And on this day in 1997, Timothy McVeigh was convicted of murder and conspiracy in the Oklahoma City bombing that occurred in 1995.
The emotions have been building up for such a long time that just to hear that word, guilty.
He was executed then a couple of years later. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, people who spend all their time trying to make money spend all their money trying to make time. Be wealthy in friendships. Romans 12:3. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Goff says, according to researchers, we're bombarded with upward of 5,000 ads a day. That's a big number. These ads tell us we'll be more likable if we buy the right car or soap or get in better shape. Without really knowing why, other than the desire we all have for love and acceptance, we get the car or soap or buy the new gym membership, some trendy workout clothes and cutting-edge supplements. The ads tell us we'll be more at peace if we remodel our home, so we set our hearts on marble countertops and a new deck outside, imagining the dinner parties we'll have and the compliments we'll get. Advertisers know that what we long for more than anything else is connection. We want to be accepted unconditionally and have deeper relationships where we're more fully known. They make us think that we need more stuff to make it happen, so we spend our time trying to make the money we hope will lead to more intimacy. They know that they have us when we believe that we need to spruce ourselves up to get what's already incredibly available to us. So Goff says, don't take the bait. We don't need to present a different version of ourselves to make new friends. We need to be more authentic with the ones we already have. Goff says, I've enjoyed dinners on friends' decks before, but I've never left thinking about the deck. I left thinking about the laughter, about the deep conversation, about the beauty of talking about real life. We don't need to renovate our kitchens to invite people over for dinner parties. We just need to make sure the local pizza place delivers. So money will make you happy from time to time. Living into the simplest version of who God made you will always make you rich in friendships. These friends don't care what you have. They love who you really are. Today's question: who do you feel most comfortable being yourself with? Who do you feel most comfortable being yourself with? Well, The new recovery director from Jacob's Well Church is on the line, my longtime friend, Perry Polnasek. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Thanks for talking to me early this morning. I figured you're an early riser, so I thought maybe I had a chance at this. So,
yeah, no, you caught me just before I went to bed, so I was perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, last night they gave you a text warning, but you just took over this role, the recovery director, and then you've got something, a big deal kicking off tonight, 6 until 8 o'clock. It's called the Alcohol Experiment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a 30-day alcohol-free challenge, and I think I'd look at it as an exercise in your ability to choose. It's just a muscle that we want people to look at their relationship with alcohol, take 30 days to become a investigative reporter, kind of do some research, and then journal your results and what you're finding out, and then see what happens with your relationships elsewhere, like not just to alcohol, but in the rest of your life, how it might actually change how you live.
Mm-hmm. And so this is, you're inviting people tonight, and it looks like this is 4 Tuesdays throughout June, right?
That's right. The experiment goes on for 30 straight days, but we're kicking it off having a group. Again, we're better together in relationship. And so we're going to have a cohort that's going to just emerge, and we're going to walk it through together, just share our insights and see how God kind of uses us.
Now, I mean, I've talked about it before. I mean, alcohol, we know. I mean, Wisconsin, right? They talk about some of the places. We don't just drink alcohol like they drink it intensely here. And we know the statistics, like, of the top 20 every single year. It's like Wisconsin has 9 of the top 20. So we drink, and we drink to excess. And so this is an important subject to try to tackle for the church and the recovery community, right?
Yeah, well, we want to address the biggest needs in our community, and this is certainly one that has affected me and my family and my life. And I think that there's freedom on the other side for some. And again, it may not be everyone needs to stop. It's just we're offering a 30-day challenge. Let's look at your relationship in context of other relationships and see how you end up.
Yeah, so again, it's called the 30-Day Alcohol Experiment. Now, people probably know where Jacob's Well Church is. Big church, but now where do they actually go for this tonight?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Right across the street, it's called now the Embodied Center, but it used to be Deb's or Aletha. If you know where Bravo Salon is, we're going to be in the door right next door to that. So it's directly across the street, a little smaller venue, so it's not quite so intimidating and a lot easier to get in and out of.
Yeah, and somebody, and again, this is not just for Jacob's Well, folks. This is for anybody here in Western Wisconsin, anybody in the Chippewa Valley. Come check this out, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's your body, your choice. We just want to create this platform you to have a great experiment and then have people empowered to do their own investigation and see what the science shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, that's the 30-Day Alcohol Experiment, or called the Alcohol Experiment 30-Day Challenge. Again, it's 1120 122nd Street, Chippewa Falls, if you want a specific address. I'm sure you can learn more at Jacob's Well's website or Facebook, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And then just if you're curious, come on out and we can introduce you. We'll have books available. And it doesn't matter if you've already begun this challenge or not. The group is just igniting where we're going to coalesce together and then move from this day forward.
Well, Perry, I know you're going to do great with this and a lot of the efforts that that also extend out of the recovery area, Celebrate Recovery. So we'll keep in touch. Thanks, friend.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate all your help.
Our good buddy, Perry Polnasek, here on WWIB. One of the lines he dropped about that is, we are better together, which reminds me of this song from Unsecret on WIB.
Feeling lost when you're away. Now it feels like 1,000 days. I tell myself I can live with the changes. Truth is, my soul can't take it. You know that nothing will keep us apart. Oh, it's better when we're together.
Well, throughout the morning, Caleb, I've been talking about the fact that People have their chance to win Tuesday trivia. Find out what the prize is and the question coming up. So that'll be after 7:45, a pretty great prize.
Yeah, we are giving away two full event OneFest tickets plus parking courtesy of our friends at Cabin Coffee Altoona. Again, thanks to Joe and Kelly at Cabin Coffee, one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. And they're giving away OneFest tickets for Tuesday trivia coming up. Well, what do Americans... Or non-Americans, more specifically, think of some of the great cuisine that we have here in this melting pot that is our great nation. A lot of times, maybe we just hear criticisms from folks from other countries, but it's nice to hear some compliments as well, too. And we have a list of the foods that non-Americans think, hey, that's pretty legit.
Yeah, so let's check this out. They say, for instance, nothing prepared me for how ridiculously comforting a real slow-cooked barbecue brisket tastes when it's made by someone who's been perfecting it for years.
Indeed. Again, non-Americans sharing what they think are the best American foods. Someone just says, American styles of pizza. We don't have to be snooty about this. It wasn't made in Italy, but we've got some pretty good pizza around the great U.S. of A.
Yeah, it kind of differs on different parts of the country, right? So, also, jambalaya.
People asked what they think are the best American foods, people who are not originally from the country. Someone said, Southern fried chicken is probably at the top for me.
Hmm. Another answer is buffalo sauce on wings, on chicken sandwiches, on a spoon, wherever.
Another person said gumbo.
Mm-hmm. How about cheesesteaks? You think of Philadelphia.
This one goes back to American styles of pizza when non-Americans were asked to share what they think are the best American foods. Someone said those classic, absurdly massive New York pizza slices.
Hmm. And finally, biscuits and gravy.
That is great.
Yeah. So my wife's a big fan of that. So there you go. Some non-Americans sharing what they think are our best foods.
Tuesday trivia. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. And what a prize for Tuesday trivia this week, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. Thank you to Joe and Kelly at Cabin Coffee in Altoona, one of our great coverage and promotion sponsors for OneFest 2026. And they're sponsoring this giveaway today, two full event OneFest tickets plus parking courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. But you have to call in to win and you have to get this question right. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Here we go. The average cost of this is $5. The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555. The average cost of what is $5? 715-723-2555. Your chance to win OneFest tickets courtesy of your hometown OneFest station, WWIB, and one of our great coverage sponsors, Cabin Coffee Altoona.
All right, 723-2555. We know from past experience, you guys, the chance to win OneFest tickets, you're all over that. So what do you think about this question today? 723-2555, 723-2555.
The average cost of this is $5. The average cost of this is $5. What are we talking about? The average cost of what is $5? 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win.
Those crazy guys in the WIB Wake Up Show, all these questions, they come from all these different angles and trying to stump you, trying to make it as challenging as possible. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth. You'd like to go to OneFest? Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay, well, terrific. You'd like to win a pair of tickets. All right, what's your guess?
A pound of hamburger.
A pound of hamburger. The average cost of this is $5.
Yeah, good
is
guess.
A pound of hamburger. That's certainly gone up in recent days.
It does feel like we're playing the prices right.
I know, right?
All right. So that's not it, Beth. Sorry.
Thank you. Call back.
723-2555. The phones are completely lit up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think?
I don't go to these places much, but I did go one time to Starbucks just to try this lavender matcha thing. I think the average cost of maybe at a specialty coffee shop, the average cost of a...
Like a specialty coffee? Drink?
I can tell you that would
something
be
something like that.
That would be a discounted drink, but that's not the right answer. Thank you.
If you're looking for a great drink, Cabin Coffee Altoona, absolutely. Support them. Support local.
There you go. Absolutely. 723-2555. We've been having our Teamwork Africa meetings there before and after our recent celebration. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from Wausau.
Hi, Terry.
What do you think?
I think it would be one load to wash clothes in the laundromat and to dry.
Okay.
Okay, one load of clothes washed and dried at the laundromat.
At the laundromat. There you go. That's getting your brain going here early in the morning. Unfortunately, that's not what we're looking for.
Good to hear from Wausau, always 94.3 FM. The average cost of this, the average cost of what, is $5. It's $5, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Rebecca from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca.
Could it be a gallon of gas?
Could be a gallon of gas, depending on where you're at in the country.
Yeah, right. If you average the whole thing, maybe average the whole nation. That is not what we're looking for, but thanks.
Trying to give away two full Event One Fest tickets plus parking courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.
The ladies with our first four guesses. Any guys out there today? We'll take three more. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Alley.
All right, there we go. Hey, Scott, what's your guess?
A loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread.
Hmm.
What makes you say that?
Because I just bought some the other day. It was like $5.
You must be getting the good kind.
Yeah, right. That's a pretty nice bread. That is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. 715-723-2555. The average cost of this is $5.
All right. Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
It's always that first question that stumps him.
All right. Well, we'll still go with two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Wow, I don't know what happened.
715-723-2555. Trying to give away One Fest tickets for Tuesday trivia here on WWIB, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.
Hello, are you there?
Yep, Ryan from Eau Claire.
All right, Ryan, go right ahead. You're on the radio with Mark and Caleb.
A cheeseburger through a drive-thru.
Cheeseburger through a drive-thru. The average cost of this is $5. That sounds good.
It does sound good, but that is not what we're looking for. Thank you, Ryan. We'll take one more guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dylan from Eau Claire.
All right, Dylan, you got in here in the 745 segment. What's your guess for two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Cabin Coffee in Altoona?
A pound of butter.
A pound of butter. The average cost of this is $5. Is it a pound of butter?
For Dylan, that's not it. Sorry, buddy.
All right, think about it, everyone. We'll give you another shot coming up after 8:15. The average cost of what? The average cost of this is $5. We'll give you another shot next hour. Tuesday trivia, try number two for two tickets to One Fest 2026 plus parking, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. We are your hometown One Fest station, WWIB. We are family. The number to call, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. The question that we couldn't solve last hour, but maybe we will right here, right now, is this. The average cost of what is $5? The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555. Again, one of our great One Fest coverage and promotion sponsors, Cabin Coffee Altoona, making it possible for you to win two tickets, full event tickets to One Fest plus parking right here, right now on Tuesday Trivia.
All right. So the going rate for what is $5? 723-2555, 723-2555, 723-2555 for a pair of One Fest tickets courtesy of Cabin Coffee in Altoona.
The average cost of this is $5. What are we talking about? The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Brittany from Fall Creek.
Hi, Brittany.
What do you think?
Is it a scoop of ice cream at like an ice cream place?
Scoop of ice cream. Do love a scoop of ice
cream. Guess. We're heading into that, right? Kind of the unofficial start of summer here, post-Memorial Day. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Brittany.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda again.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
This is a real far-out guess. I don't know. An hour of parking in the parking ramp?
An hour of parking in the parking ramp. Plausible, depending on where you're parking, for sure.
Yeah,
and we're
plausible.
Saying average again.
Sorry, Linda, that's not what we're looking for. Try again. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hi, Jan. What's your guess today?
I'm guessing a sausage biscuit and hash browns at McDonald's.
A sausage. Average cost of this across the country, because I think McDonald's have varied pricing or whatever, right? So sausage biscuit and hash browns at McDonald's, $5 on average?
Sorry, that's not it, Jan.
We were talking about biscuits and gravy earlier this morning, and breakfast food, it's getting me thinking, man, maybe I should have packed that.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
Hi, Sherry.
I am going to guess a 4-pack of toilet paper.
A 4-pack of toilet paper. What ply?
Good question. I'm thinking maybe one.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
All right. Probably.
The average cost of this, $5.
One play or two play, that's neither one is what we're looking for. Thank you for your try.
Thanks for the call from Osseo, 715-723-2555, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. Speaking of Cabin Coffee, if you're looking for some great, clean breakfast food, go there. They've got a brand new menu, lots of great healthy items.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca again from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca, what do you think?
A gallon of milk.
A gallon of milk?
Yeah.
The average cost of this, $5?
Getting up there, but that is not what we're looking for. Sorry.
715-723-2555.
We'll take three more this go-around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Diane from Downsville.
Hi, Diane.
My guess is, after just retiring from working in the healthcare field, it is about $5 is the cost of one aspirin in a hospital.
Wow. The cost of one aspirin? Yeah. In the hospital.
That's the markup, yes.
Right, right. Yeah, the markup there. Could that be it? That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Diane from Downsville.
Maybe it's more.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Two more guesses here.
Janine on Alaska, and how about a gallon of milk?
How about a gallon of milk? That was guessed. A couple guesses before you. Would you have a backup guess?
No worries. Have a great day.
All right,
you
thanks.
Bet. Bye-bye. Drew's locked in on that.
Yep. One more. We'll take one more. No callers at the moment, but 723-2555. Anybody else with something now, we'll push it off till after 8:45.
The average cost of what? The average cost of this is $5, $5.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Osseo again.
All
when
right,
they said Cabin Coffee, it made me think of, is a small coffee that price?
A small coffee. So we had like a specialty coffee drink guest before, but just to say, yeah, just a small coffee.
Yeah, could that be it? Sorry, that's not it either. Sorry.
Not it. 715-723-2555, but not until later on this hour. We'll give you another shot at winning these OneFest tickets. Tuesday trivia try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Halvo with you, working on this question for your chance to win 2 OneFest tickets courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. The average cost of this is $5. The average cost of what is $5? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. WWIB, the hometown station of OneFest. One of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Cabin Coffee Altoona, giving you the chance to win 2 OneFest tickets plus parking for OneFest 2026, July 31st through August 2nd in Connaught.
People think they know, so to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, give it another try.
A gallon of gas.
A gallon of gas. That had been guessed a little bit earlier. Do you have a backup guess?
No, I don't.
All right, you think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. The average cost of what is $5?
All right, people running out of options. Keep it going. Think creatively. What might it be here? The average cost of this, 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
What is $5 on average? The average cost of this is $5. It's not a pound of hamburger, especially coffee drink. It's not a load of clothes washed and dried at a laundromat. Not a gallon of gas, loaf of bread, a cheeseburger through a drive-thru. It's not a pound of butter, a scoop of ice cream, hour of parking in a parking ramp, sausage, biscuit, and hash browns at McDonald's, a 4-pack of toilet paper, a gallon of milk, an aspirin in a hospital, or a small coffee. None of those correct. The average cost of what is $5?
723-2555 at the end of this segment. When you guys are all guessed out, 723-2555, then we'll go ahead and let you sleep on it. That can help sometimes. Pick it up after 7:15 on a Win It Wednesday if we don't solve it now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stanley.
Okay, let me get you here. I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Trayton.
Trayton and Stanley. All right, Trayton, what do you think?
Is it a bag of candy?
Is it a bag of candy? The average cost of a bag of candy, $5, Trayton?
That's not it. But I'll tell you what, if you get your name drawn at the end of the month, part of one of our winnings is C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. You get yourself potentially $30 worth of candy from there. Menominee or Rock Falls during the summer, all right? So keep that in mind. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
From Pitcher Chicken, that's it.
What's your name? Where are you calling from again?
Okay. You still with us?
Did you catch the answer? I don't know.
I didn't. No, I thought something I heard something about chicken. Yeah. 715-723-2555. Call us back if that was you. The average cost of what? The average cost of this is $5.
All right. I don't know if they're pulling a gag or what. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Al from Tilden.
All right, Al, we can understand that clearly. So what's your guess here today?
A lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Could that be it for our prize? Two tickets to One Fest? That's not it, Al. Thank you. Very
plausible guess, though. The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jeff Jeanette. I'm from Rice Lake.
All right. To hear from Rice Lake. What do you think?
What do you think, Jeff?
Well, what about a box of cereal big enough for a family?
Okay, a family-sized box of cereal. Is that your guess?
Yes, it is.
All right. Family-sized box of cereal, $5.
Yeah, family-sized. That's not it. Thanks, Jeff.
It doesn't mean that that's not very close or very possibly true. It's just, again, not what we're looking for here.
I've gotten, you got family-sized, and then there's giant size. I know. So,
it just keep everything grows.
I can tell you, I think it's the Honey Nut Cheerios is about $4.99, depending on where you shop. All right, we'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee. How about parking your car?
How about parking your car? We've had, parking in a parking ramp, but I mean, street parking, etc.
General parking, that isn't it either. Thank you, Brian, for the try. Two more tries. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Are you with us? The average cost of this is $5 for a chance to win two full event One Fest tickets courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.
Hi, you're on the radio with Halvo and Caleb. What's your guess?
Missed the chance.
We'll still do two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda again. What do you think?
A watermelon.
A watermelon.
Good guess, right?
Yes, about what they're at right now, I think.
Would Halvo and Caleb go with that as the answer? Not this time. Sorry.
I mean, we might, but what we're looking for this time. But watermelon sounds great.
One, and it's good for you, too. Hi, last guess here today on Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair.
Sevilla from Blair.
All right, Sevilla, we appreciate you listening and calling. What's your guest today?
Is it a kids' meal from a McDonald's or a Culver's?
Oh, yeah. Kids' meal.
Fast food kids' meal.
Could that be it for two tickets to One Fest courtesy of Cabin Coffee? Unfortunately, that's not it, Sevilla.
Thank you for all the calls today. The average cost of this, the average cost of what is $5? We'll give you another shot at this tomorrow morning after 7:15. If we still don't have a winner, then on a Win It Wednesday, we start giving you clues, get you closer and closer to winning these One Fest tickets, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.